This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Sometimes it's exciting to be on the radio. Sometimes. Is it, should I say sometimes or sometime? Sometime it's exciting. It's kind of fun, all the research that we go through in order to bring you conversation that sounds like we know what we're talking about, unless it's music or technology.
Well, and thank God we have that research, because otherwise we wouldn't know to start with a story about frisbee golf. I mean, the highest.
This is the DJV program. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan is here. Oh, we don't have to talk about the election?
There's an election? I thought people were really concerned about frisbee golf.
All right, frisbee golf. How does that work?
I'm teasing.
How do you play? No, how do you? Would you put a frisbee down and hit it with a golf club? How do you do that?
No, you throw the frisbee. Yeah, you throw the frisbee as if you were, like, instead of hitting a golf ball, you throw a
like
frisbee.
Like on a golf course? You go out with a frisbee on a golf course?
Frisbee courses, yeah.
I go in the pasture.
Some of them are pretty intense. Actually, you could easily do a frisbee golf course on your farm. And
confuse it with a cow poop patty.
It's like the bat signal for hippies. You would be amazed at how many people will show up to your golf, your frisbee golf course.
Really? So that's something they do next year. Probably not now. Season's getting a little chilly and wet where we are in the Northeast. Anyway, Victoria.
I know. Yeah.
And it looks like Halloween will be a little bit. I don't think it's going to be a wet Halloween, but it's going to be a chilly one, depending on whether anybody actually goes out or not. All right, so we're not doing frisbee. Are we doing the election? Is that what you're saying, Jennifer?
I think we should probably do the election, yes.
Oh, okay. I was hoping we
could
do frisbee.
It's a close toss-up, I know.
Learning. Yeah. Well, I want to learn about something new. I never heard of frisbee golf before. Hmm. So,
I love to enlighten you.
Yes, I know you do. So does Victoria. But as the old guy, he doesn't know what the hell we're talking about. There he is, once again. All right, so here's the direction. This feels right to me. My head and my heart are getting closer to having some sort of grip on reality. Maybe that will include not knowing in a week who the president's going to be when January 20th rolls around in 2021. Yes?
Don't say that. Don't say that. Here's the thing. Okay. You guys know I'm going to go and vote for Trump. I'm going to be happy about it. And I hope
really? You're voting for Trump?
And breaking news, Victoria has already voted. I'm pretty sure she voted for Biden, and she'll be happy if he wins. And, Doug, who knows what's wrong with you? I don't know. But but what I will say is for this country,
that roared.
I really hope that we know who the winner is, at least on election night or in the day after, because I feel
like what are the chances of that, really? Like,
well,
give us a percentage, because you're our political guru. So what do you really think the strong percentage is that we'll know on election night?
Well, I'll tell you this much, and this may sound kind of funny, but
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, maybe Jennifer's head's not quite clear, because in case you haven't heard, the Dodgers won the World Series. So for the next
I went
three,
from wearing
four
blue
days,
for a week, now I got to find all my red. Right. So I'll be wearing red up until election day now.
Okay.
I do have to take a break for Halloween so I can be Carol Baskin.
There's a lot of fighting over voting.
Wait, Doug, let her answer the question.
Yeah.
Forget the other. Go ahead. I want to hear what Jen really thinks about this.
Okay. So I actually think that there's two scenarios that will happen here. I think either it will be I can hear you already, Doug. But I think there's two potential scenarios. I think that if this election actually is supposed to go and it goes honestly and faithfully, it's a really close race. If you look at the polling
in the
swing state, it's a very close race.
Mm-hmm.
So either the polls are totally wrong and Trump wins in a landslide, and we know this on election night, or we are close enough where the swing states, and this is what I think is probably more likely, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Florida, they're going to have their vote counts in before it's we can actually
recounts.
Tell who the winner is.
Recounts
and, well, it depends on
states.
How close there are, because recounts yeah. are only triggered with a certain number of votes. But here's the thing, for like Pennsylvania, which is this, it, depending on the polling, it's either Trump that's up or Biden that's up, but both are up within the margin of error of each other. So it's a pretty dead heat in Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. They're going to be accepting votes like 3 or 4 days after Election Day. So if it's tight enough for them to think that those votes that are coming in matter, then you're not going to find out who the president is, because Pennsylvania will be one of those states who determine it until 3 or 4 days after. So either it's a blowout landslide, and I think the blowout landslide would come from a Trump win, not from a Biden win, just looking at the electoral map, but not talking about popular vote.
I don't see that.
Right, and so that's probably the least likely. The other is that it's very close, and it'll probably take a couple of days for states to actually certify things. And so I think it's probably a 70% chance that it'll take us at least probably 24 to 48 hours to get a clear idea as to who the president is. And that would be the best case scenario. See, here's what could also happen. And I don't even want to give this light, because I feel like it's just not good for the country no matter who wins. And that is if the attorneys get involved. Because in all of the key states, you have both campaigns that have lawyered up. There are Biden lawyers and there are Trump lawyers ready to be watching over the vote count. And if either side has any reason, or maybe no reason at all, to question this, then it goes to the courts, and it's not
Sanders,
it's not good for the country
smoke.
If that happens.
All right. So here's what this is something, when I'm looking at how this is being presented. For example, I saw a line that read, "Democrats are trying to make it easier for Americans to cast ballots, and Republicans are trying to make it harder." Do you know how offensive that statement is?
That totally
very offensive. Very offensive. The fact, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, that you can go in and vote in some places and not have to declare who you are, or not have to prove who you are, that for somebody who has fought for the right to vote, that is, men and women, we're always lauding the men and women who wear the uniform, who are, when there is a war that's justifiable, they fight for the freedom or whatever, however you want to lay it out. To suggest that we let anybody and everybody go in and vote is more than offensive.
That's not the suggestion.
More
that's
obnoxious.
Not it.
That's,
yeah,
that's not
it,
the suggestion.
There's a lot of people that say that Republicans don't want people to vote because they don't want to extend some of the rules. Like this week, the Supreme Court ruled on a case in Wisconsin, and Wisconsin's registrar of voters wanted to extend the deadline for people to get their ballots in like 3 or 4 days after the election. And here's what really infuriates me as a Republican. I want everybody to vote. I don't care if you're voting for my guy or your guy or somewhere in between. I don't care. I want everybody to get one vote. I want that vote to count. But what I don't think is cool is when you want to change the rules. Like, everybody knows Election Day is November 3rd. And even in a year of a pandemic, you've known there's been a pandemic since February. If you can't get it so that your ballot is either postmarked by Election Day or dropped off by Election Day, then you're an idiot. So yeah.
I think they wanted it to extend because it had to be postmarked by Election Day. Mm. But the delivery
could have been 3 days after or something.
Be. Yeah. All right. In Michigan, yesterday, a judge overturned an order by the Secretary of State who had ruled that people couldn't carry guns to polling places, so apparently now you can?
You're not supposed to.
That's a tactic I could use in California.
Oh, my God. Why are you bringing a gun?
Exactly. Why are you bringing a gun to the polling place?
Yeah.
It's the same reason no firearm should be allowed in a polling place. The same way you can't walk in wearing a Trump T-shirt or a Biden T-shirt.
Right.
They will turn you away. You are not allowed to do that. These are simple, basic rules, but that is a form of voter suppression. If someone shows up with a gun, people consider that to be voter suppression.
Because if you're not voting for that person
supporting, then, your life is supposed to be in. Exactly.
But here's where I would take issue. I would take issue constitutionally. I believe people have a right to have a firearm. And if they have a concealed carry.
Come on.
Then let me finish. Concealed carry permit. If they have a concealed carry permit, then they should probably be able to carry. Now, if
how about just no firearms are allowed at a polling place? Like, what do you need?
Well, you shouldn't see them, is my point.
You're not protecting your property. I mean, come on.
Do you know that 70 million plus people have mailed in their ballots already? That is really
well. They've already. That's not the Postal Service count. That's the number of people who have early voted. And more people have gotten smart about the Postal Service and knowing how messed up it is right now. I almost said the wrong word. And so most people are doing a ballot drop box if they can. because it's the Postal Service is so janky right now. I'm in New Jersey, and my brother and my sister-in-law's anniversary was last Wednesday. My parents mailed them a card on the Saturday prior, and they just got it yesterday, a week and a half later. They live 15 minutes apart from each other. That's how janky the Postal Service is. That's what I told my mom. I'm like, Mom, really, why are you so... Well, yeah, so she's still using the Postal Service, which is stupid.
You heard
but they dropped their ballots off.
I use the Postal Service. You two girls got your checks yet?
Nope.
Yeah.
Really?
Nope.
Thank you.
Really?
Google. No, I wish we could just electronically.
I know, but it's not. This is a tribute to the old way of doing things.
You hear about Google Trends?
So when I get paid next year, I'll let you know.
Google Trends are saying that people, ever since that Hunter Biden story came out, that they're typing in how to change my vote. So in these early voting states, there are people who are actually looking for how to change my vote.
I think that's true. No, I don't think that's real at all. I've seen that story floating, and there's no credibility to it.
No, my neighbors across the street told me that very story. They'd voted early, and they were now trying to figure out how to change their vote.
They voted for Trump.
No. Well, they did now, but they were going to vote for Biden.
Well, they didn't send their ballot in to try to change it.
They voted for Biden, and then the thing came up about
China. You said that they voted for Trump.
Did I say that?
Yes.
I think that's what they wanted to change.
Your gay neighbors? Yeah.
Yeah,
you and I had a whole conversation about that. They voted for Trump, you said. Look, that's a farce. This is a conspiracy theory that is planted on social media. I saw this floating around all day. There is zero credibility, and there's no source to it. It's just one of those urban legends now that people are passing around. Oh, you know, everyone wants to change their vote. No one's changing their vote. That's such BS. It's like saying someone's
undecided. I don't even know how I'm going to vote yet. So I'm
not.
They
might want to consider it after the story keeps getting thicker.
17 past the hour on the DJV program.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
If you're one of the 40 million Americans buried in student loan debt, you need to listen to this and get ready to make a call that could save your life. It could take you decades to pay off your student loans, and that's crazy. The government created a special student loan repayment program, except you don't know how it works, but we do. At Modify Student Loans, we can lower your monthly student loan payments, qualify you for loan forgiveness, and help you restore your good credit even if you're in default. If you want to lower your monthly payment, write the number down. If you owe over $10,000 in student loans or are behind in your payments, we can help you. Call right now or put this number into your smartphone. 800-693-9040. That's 800-693-9040. Lower your monthly payments and qualify for loan forgiveness. Call Modify Student Loans now. 800-693-9040. We can help to lower your monthly payments, but you got to write this number down. 800-693-9040. That's 800-693-9040.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.125%, APR 3.43%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 2.875% fee receives this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
All right, the DJV download, Most Played Christmas Tunes is our focus, a tribute to LeBron James, and an Irish lady talks about Halloween folklore. DJVshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Yep, might as well jump. It's 23 after the hour on the DJV program with Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Horn. I'm Doug Steffen, and Eddie Van Halen along for the ride. Well, actually, he's not along for the ride unless he's spiritually here with us, because he passed away earlier this month, remember, at the age of 65. So, in the L.A. County, the Pasadena City Council directing officials to come up with ideas and report back on how to best remember Mr. Van Halen. They're going to memorialize him. It was his hometown, Pasadena. It's still unclear what form that tribute will take. Pasadena is one of my favorite places. If it wasn't so far sort of away from where the kids are.
Not far from me. That's almost my hood.
I think it's a wonderfully quaint. It's one of those, like, it's kind of like Delray down in Florida. This is a quaint little city.
So it's nice. So Pasadena is west of L.A.?
No, east of
east.
LA. Yeah. Nothing is west of L.A.
Jen, you said it's next to you, right?
Yeah, I'm east of...
I mean east. That's what I meant, east. Yeah, east.
Yeah. East,
so
yes.
East of... You're in the valley, right?
San Fernando Valley, but Pasadena is the San Gabriel Valley, but literally right. We're kind of like bordering
right along the fault.
Got
you're on
I
one
can
side
be in Pasadena
fault.
In 15 minutes. Yeah. It's a great little walkable town, and
it
they have
is.
An old town, and
yeah.
the houses, what's really cool, because in a place like California, you get a lot of track homes. The cool thing about Pasadena is that a lot of the homes around there, they all look different, and they all
yeah.
are like, some are craftsmen, so I mean, it's a fun thing
really
to do.
It's really a nice place. And they have a Ruth's Chris Steakhouse that we go to.
That's right, if you see
right.
We used to, anyway.
Oh, really, we're out now? Oh,
well,
again,
no, we used to, there's a
yeah.
place to go.
Right, exactly.
When people went to restaurants, yeah.
Right. Okay, so the city council wants to build a statue, or at least they're thinking about building a statue, maybe a plaque, or rechristening a city building in his honor. His home, where is it? Where is he? Did he live downtown? Do you know where his house was? Or is he out? of Dallas.
I don't know exactly where his house was, but I do know he's got his initials carved in the sidewalk in Pasadena.
Oh, really? Okay.
And so a lot of people, from when he was a kid, like as he was coming up, he put his, and they kept them there because he turned into this mega rock star.
Right.
And the story's become pretty famous. So actually after he died, it became of like a quasi-memorial, really, for him.
They want his house designated, the people there, as an historic landmark.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah. The Van Halen family moved to Pasadena in 1962. They came from the Netherlands. The band Van Halen formed about a decade later with David Lee Roth and Michael Anthony in the band. They all grew up in Pasadena together. With his distinct guitar solos, Eddie propelled the band to the top of the charts in the late 70s, self-titled debut album, and then a blockbuster record, 1984, which contains the classics Jump, Panama, and Hot for Teacher. Hot for Teacher. Craig, yeah, play that. Yeah. All right, so you understand.
I don't feel tardy. That's one of the best videos. Right.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh, Van Halen was, when you look back at their old videos, they were just, they always had fun.
They always had
so
fun.
Much showmanship. Yeah. And then you add in great music. They're just, they were
the
really.
The thing I liked about them is that they weren't like some of the other, like,
no,
heavier rock
they
bands.
Thank you.
But they were always fun. Right. Like, they always looked like they were having a good time. They didn't look like they were eating bats and, you know, praying at the altar of the dark god and, you know, whatever they do.
When these songs came out, I was doing a morning program on a rock station, and this stuff was all about what we, and I didn't like most of the rock, most of the music I was playing I didn't like, but I always liked the Van Halen stuff, because as you suggested, when you hear it, you smile. It's just, you know that they're having a good time, and it feels like, the music feels like a good time. It's not just noise, like a lot of the crap that came from bands like Metallica. Oh, God, that stuff is horrible. But Van Halen was just, it was great. It was fun noise, if you will. So, good idea. Tributes for Eddie Van Halen from the...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Republicans and Democrats are concerned how Twitter, Google, and Facebook regulate content posted by users. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg claims the government should take a more active role in regulating tech companies. In a statement Tuesday, Mr. Zuckerberg said that big tech companies should not get to make big decisions on harmful content, privacy, election integrity, and data portability. It's the same stance he took in March of 2019 when he asked for Congress to come in and regulate Facebook. The CEOs of Facebook, Google, and Twitter are meeting with the Senate Commerce Committee Wednesday and will examine Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, shielding big tech from liability. In the wake of the police killing of Walter Wallace Jr. as he approached officers with a knife, tensions boiled over between officers and demonstrators Tuesday evening. Scattered looting broke out in several areas of the city, prompting police to request that residents in West and North Philadelphia, Kensington, and other areas remain indoors. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Wind turbine blades appear to be non-recyclable. USA Radio News Valdior explains.
Built to withstand hurricane force winds, wind turbine blades cannot easily be crushed, recycled, or repurposed, and most are longer than the wing of a 747. Tens of thousands of aging blades are coming down from towers around the world with nowhere to go except landfills in Iowa, South Dakota, and Wyoming. In the U.S. alone, about 8,000 will be removed in each of the next 4 years, according to Bloomberg NEF, New Energy Finance. And that has created an urgent search for alternatives in places that lack wide-open prairies where the blades are put out to pasture to be interred in stacks that reach 30 feet under. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
At last count, near the end of 2016, there are roughly 342,000 turbines generating electricity worldwide. Provided Wednesday's races in Texas don't get rained out for a fourth consecutive day, NASCAR is moving to the short track of Martinsville, Virginia Sunday. Driver Chase Elliott has asked his thoughts on an old-school track becoming the deciding factor on who makes the championship four and who doesn't.
Yeah, it does. I mean, I think Martinsville certainly is a place that deserves to be on the schedule, and I think it deserves to have a important place on the schedule. And where it's been placed in this final 10 races over the last, heck, it's been right there towards the end of the season for a long time. So it's been a deciding factor in who makes the Final Four every year.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
That's something you can do. At 34 past the hour, you've returned to the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan on the air, fighting truth decay. I want to see if this actually works, ladies. Somebody, I've been looking at Facebook and all of the people who say, I'm never going to listen to you again. Well, you know, the listenership is up 6% in just the last month. So if you really find it that annoying, why do you put yourself through that torment? If it's really that terrible, go listen to something else.
Yeah.
Good God, hey, manga,
manga. What are you doing? This is not how you're supposed to do it.
Yeah, it is. I'm tired of people bitching about stuff that is, you know, go bitch at somebody else. So here's a question. And somebody sent me this on Facebook. I'm just trying to figure it out. 80 beers minus your age plus $40 gives you the year you were born. So can
Wait,
we figure
what?
That out? 80 beers. Okay, let me see this. 80 beers.
Read them again. Hold on.
80 beers mm-hmm. minus your age plus $40 gives you the year you were born. So
yep.
80 minus
Worked for
7
me.
Is 3 is 7.
That's wild.
Is 40. No, mine
yeah,
is off
by a year.
Yeah,
but it's something about add the 80 and minus the 80 and something like that, I think, isn't it?
But mine's off by a year.
Yeah, same really? With me. It was 1 year
like
off.
That.
Yeah, really?
Do it again. I used a calculator.
Maybe. 80 beers.
I did, too.
I just
okay,
did,
what year
right, you're right. You know, and they see that's the problem with you. Neither of you know how to the addition, subtraction, multiplication, division.
Hello?
I just put on a piece of paper. 80, 73 is 7 plus 40 is 47. I was born in 46, so it's off by a year. At any
right.
rate, yeah.
That's weird. Oh, because
okay.
you haven't had your birthday yet, ding dong.
Oh, that's true. My birthday's next week. Yeah, thank
you. Ding dong.
That's right. My birthday is next week.
Yeah.
All right. So let's let the girls duke this one out. The DOJ is not going to represent Trump in the E. Jean Carroll case. That's from a federal judge who blocked the Justice Department's effort to intervene in the defamation case against the president. This lady, E. Jean Carroll, claimed the president disparaged her when he denied her claim that,
it's a rape case. And so this is, I don't know if everyone is familiar with her name. This is in New York City. But the thing that people didn't I don't think people realize, first of all, the Department of Justice, William Barr is the one who initiated this. He is not Trump's personal attorney. This happened 20 years ago. He was not president. The Department of Justice should have no jurisdiction over this whatsoever, which is why the judge ruled in this way.
I agree
but
with
what
that.
But what people don't realize is what William Barr tried to do is you take Trump out of it, and the United States becomes the defendant. The entire country becomes the defendant. Which is,
right.
yeah, it is stupid. And then that also triggers all of our taxpayer dollars would end up defending Trump in this case. I don't want my taxpayer dollars defending Trump in a rape case. This should be settled in a court and, you know, move on however whatever happened, I don't know. But this should not involve taxpayer dollars. So I'm happy that the judge ruled in this way because this is ridiculous to have the United States have to be, essentially, you can't claim that your country defamed you. So this would be a lose-lose for Jean Carroll.
I wonder if there's been, because I don't know this, and I agree on the
There is a legal precedent,
right.
not for a president, but there is a legal precedent for other elected officials that have been swapped in and out.
Yeah.
So that's why William Barr tried to do it. Yeah, but I'm glad that it didn't work.
Yep. All right. Let's see where we can go in the Ohio case here. These children in Operation Autumn Hope, the agencies, law enforcement agencies across Ohio, the Buckeye State, cooperating in this investigation that led to 179 arrests. And 45 missing children in just one state.
Oh.
So how much of this human trafficking stuff, we don't really talk, I don't know whether
no.
it's so
and
discouraging
you know, this is what irritates
to look at
me
this. And,
about yeah. the immigration issue is that people get so emotional about immigration. I understand it's an emotional issue that touches a lot of people really personally, but the reason that one of the main reasons I oppose illegal immigration to the country is because of what happens to women and kids on their way to get here. I mean, there's so much sex trafficking. There's so many people who work so hard and put all of their faith in a coyote to get them across the border, and their whole life is
ruined. Oftentimes,
even
$3,000 most of them.
Yeah, which they can work for forever to try to get that money. And it's so troubling to me, and I don't know. I hate to see it because so oftentimes these are women and kids who don't know how to protect themselves once they get here and, you know, how to get themselves out of trouble. It's just such a sad situation.
But I think in this case in Ohio, these are children who've been returned to their families.
Yeah, they are.
It's a good story.
These are not immigrants. These are
actual kids
who have been sex trafficked.
I know.
It's happening in both arenas, Victoria. I think
and
that's the
No,
point.
I get that. Yeah.
yeah.
With this story, though, this is actually something to celebrate because the sting operation has been unfolding over the last several months, and they've been able
Georgia's
to reunite
doing the
a
same
lot of
thing,
people.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Indiana as well. All right. So, we're into the state thing and the elections next week. Puerto Rico has a referendum question about whether or not they want to be a state, right? And is that up to them? I didn't realize. How does that work? I've forgotten from my civics days as to, is it initiated by the state or is it initiated in Congress? Where does it go?
I think that the referendum might be to see how Puerto Ricans feel about it. But that's not going to...
It won't be binding.
So if it's an overwhelming majority of, yes, we want to be a state, then... So someone has a phone.
Yeah,
for you always saying that your phone is never with you, your phone shows up on this show quite a bit.
Well, because I saw all of those fractious comments that had been sent on Facebook, and then I saw the other thing, and I thought, okay, this is pretty entertaining. Let's do this. The beer thing. Excuse me. Back at Puerto Rican statehood.
Yeah, so I do believe that it is an act of Congress to add a territory or a state.
Takes an act of Congress.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. And who in Congress is going to be, who would be the person
Chuck
most
Schumer.
Likely to put that forward?
Chuck Schumer. The Senate's been threatening to make D.C. a state, to make Puerto Rico a state, you know.
Yeah. All right.
Backing them in.
Yeah. I thought the Quibi thing had been settled. I don't know. Every time I turn around, there's another story. Or Quibi.
Quibi. Quibi's Quibi. It goes away December 1st.
Oh, it isn't dead yet? I thought.
No.
I misunderstood it. I thought it was done, finished, over. Completely.
No, it will officially disappear on December. I think it's December 1st or sometime in December. But the reason that they're doing that is because they're still trying to shop around those properties. So they're hoping that other people will pick up their shows, and so they
Got
can
it.
Make a little bit of money back.
Wow, but don't they have to expand upon them? They can't just do
the
same.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, because they're like minutes long, so they'd have. But the intellectual property, you know, the ideas for those shows. I think that what Kiefer Sutherland was doing was great with The Fugitive.
Yeah. I'd like to have seen a real show.
To me, that is such an easy thing to make into a full-time show. There's a really, you know, Nikki Fresh or whatever, Lionel Richie's daughter, Nicole Richie, she's had several reality shows on MTV and VH1. She has a show on Quibi that could definitely be put on another major network. They have some good ideas. They had Spielberg. They have an exclusive property from Spielberg, who doesn't do anything anymore except to sign, you know, put his name on stuff. And he actually created a show for them, which the idea was cool, but it was just, I think the whole thing with Quibi was way too pompous and restrictive.
Yeah. All right. The latest on exterminating the murder hornets, Washington State.
Sorry, those murder hornets freak me out.
Oh, gross! They really are.
Oh.
They think they're
heading to California. They think that I don't know, Jen, if you've heard that, but they think that they have nests already in California, Northern California.
We should set up a sting operation.
Yeah. Well, they tried that, but...
See, ladies and gentlemen,
my favorite.
this is the context of what we have here on this program.
How can anyone hate this? I don't get it.
What, hate the murder hornets?
No, this show.
They're so focused on themselves, and you know what? If you don't like it, go away.
Yeah, that's like literally where there's a button.
Yeah,
I was going to say dial, but no one has
a
dial
anymore. One of the things that's great, this is great news. I'm a little distracted here by news yesterday that AM radio, most of the affiliates, I think we have 23 FM stations that carry this program. Most of the stations are AM stations, and most of the stations around the country that carry talk are AM stations. And even though... most of us who are close to what goes on at the FCC think they're a bunch of idiots. Yesterday, they agreed to allow AM radio to be digitized. And if you want the bottom line, what that means to you, the people who are listening to this program on an AM radio station, is that the signal quality going forward, as soon as they change the technology at each individual station, will be just as good as what you hear on the FM band.
That's
so
about time. Oh,
exactly.
My God.
It's been years and years in the making. When you turn on an AM station like I do here in Boston, WVZ, there's so much interference from other signals. It's all right. And WRKO. I can't listen to the talk station unless I'm on top of the city. So all of that, and many of you, the same thing, who love listening to this program and other shows, I want to be able to have the same quality as you do on the FM band. It'll do a lot more. People say that Limbaugh saved the AM band, and there's a lot to that story. This will also do a lot for the value of the AM signal and using it, which, again, has been a long time coming. So what are we grouse about, you know, why didn't it happen sooner? It's happened, and it'll be a good thing. Many of you will be very happy at the quality of the signal you'll be able to get as soon as the technology has changed on your particular station. Meanwhile, back to the murder hornets. The State Department of Ag up in Washington confirming their team from the pest program venturing into the woods this past weekend did not retrieve the mother, the queen bee, if you will, the queen murder hornet. That's what they're trying to do. It's kind of like this is like sending a SEAL team in to get bin Laden. I mean, that's really what it is. It's what it is.
It's just.
And these things are the damned grossest things you've ever seen in your life.
They're on average like 2 inches long. Yeah. These things are, and they can repeatedly, as we learn more about them, they can repeatedly sting you. So unlike like a honeybee, they can sting once and then they die. So, but these murder hornets can just continuously sting you. And here's the worst part. I was watching this press conference that the Washington State Department of Agriculture.
They can spit at you as well, by the way.
They spit at you. They spit the venom
so
at you.
So gross. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Leave it to China to come up with something like this. Ay, ay, ay. No, I mean, it's just, come on.
Well, they come from Asia. Not specifically China, but somewhere in Asia is where they're from. Well, no, but that's okay. That's just a bug fact.
Bug fact, yes.
Yes.
All right. So, and there
we should start calling them the Chinese Communist government, the murder hornets.
The murder hornets. That's it. Yeah. Right. The developer of the COVID and murder hornets. You don't think they're after us. Meanwhile, what is the long-term effect on agriculture in America? This is something that hasn't been...
Well, if they keep eating bees.
Agriculturalists, it'll really raise hell. I mean, this isn't funny. These things are damn dangerous.
They could go through a whole hive in a couple hours?
Yeah, right. Yep. All right, speaking of agriculture, the current American Family Farmer podcast that you can listen to at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts is a focus on agriculture in outer space. And you could say, huh? But we had with us a person who's going to Cornell University. She performed a Mars agriculture experiment. And, of course, the obligatory question on the part of your host was, can we grow like Matt Dillon did in outer space using his poop?
And well, that was Matt Damon, but yes.
No, what I say?
In the Martian. In a movie, yeah.
Didn't I say Matt Damon?
No, you said Matt Dillon. What was her answer?
Her answer was no. That story was a bunch of poop, in a matter of speaking. You can't really do that. But there are other things. The company that she runs is called Deep Space Ecology, and it really is pretty interesting to think about that. Not only that, but do we have time for this? I have to tag this. By the way, again, get at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com every week, my farm show, and also a podcast. So. One of the scientists who retired from NASA has gone public with a story that I have suspected was true. This is going back 40-some-odd years. There were a couple of space probes that landed on the surface of Mars, and the equipment that was in them strongly suggested that there was life at that time on Mars. This fellow's name is Gilbert Levin, and he said they were looking for signs of life, and they found it. It was a monumental discovery. In fact, life there, they think, or at least what came out, this is in the Atlantic Monthly this week, this month, what they think came out of this was that there were beings that were actually found on Mars, and NASA decided it was too much for Americans or the world to deal with, so they decided not to investigate any further. But this guy says not only once, but twice when they set up those Mars landers was there evidence that there were beings on Mars. So does that mean they're still there?
What does that mean, beings? Yeah. Like Martians walking around? Or like aliens? They found like, you know, a plant.
Like a fly.
Or right.
Maybe that's where the murder hornets came from.
Definitive life. Aliens, in a sense.
Well, I think I need him to expand
but
on that.
Definitive life could mean unfortunately,
it's
like an amoeba.
10 minutes before the hour, and we can't be expanding on that because we have to do something else. All right, you're welcome, Jennifer.
have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Time for the real dogs and cats of L.A. Maybe we should develop a TV show, The Real Dogs and Cats of L.A. Warren Eckstein, who is in L.A., host of the pet show, but he doesn't allow people on his program. He's the only person. Well, that's not true because he gets calls all the time. People in there, questions about cats and dogs. It's come to my attention, Warren, that this week is National Black Cat Week, Black Cat Day. Scotland, Britain, Japan, the appearance of a black cat is indicative of good fortune and prosperity. So where did the old business about black cats being bad luck, where do you suppose that started? That's kind of like, I mean, the witches, it's Halloween, black cats, people are talking about that stuff. So I thought I would find out from you where that started.
I don't know where the rumors where it actually started, but you know, it varies from place to place. Years ago, for example, down south, when there were slaves there were stories about white dogs being aggressive, and they were afraid of white dogs. The slaves
really?
Were afraid to go out at night because of the white dogs, because I guess the slave owners at that point had dogs that guarded areas, so it's kind of interesting. I don't know where that came from, though, in terms of the black
cats. Well, black cats are adaptive. There's this whole business about black cats. I think we talked about this a month or so ago. Nobody wants to adopt a black cat. Or a black dog.
It's called black pet syndrome. It's amazing to me. But let me just give a warning out here, okay? If you have a black cat, please, please, please keep them inside. Don't let them outside during the Halloween season. Especially, as a matter of fact, many rescues and humane organizations who are always desperate to find homes will not adopt a black cat during the Halloween season.
Really? What, because of the demonic potential of what they're connected to? Really?
Exactly. And, you know, I'm not going to get into it, but remind me one time, we'll talk about my times as a peace officer in New York and some of the cases I was involved with black cats and other things like that.
And stupid people.
Very stupid people.
Okay. Now, as long as we're talking about cats, you have a bit of research on how loyal cats are versus dogs. I'm not sure you're going to convince me, but let's take a shot at it. Anyway.
Researchers from Oregon State University say they found that just like children and dogs, cats form emotional attachments to their caregivers, including something known as secure attachment, when the presence of a caregiver helps them feel secure and calm. So, and anyone who's ever been owned by a cat can tell you exactly what I'm talking about, that only people that have never really had the opportunity to emotionally establish a relationship with a cat think they're aloof, think they're standoffish. But any cat guardian will tell you, after a couple of weeks with your cat, once they feel comfortable, they're on top of your lap, they're sleeping on your head, just as attached to you, love you just as much, and make you feel just as secure as any dog.
All right.
Not buying it, huh?
Yeah. Well, this my experience is different, but everybody, you know, everybody has a different thing. The announcement this past week that the Westminster Dog Show is going to move to an outdoor venue, wasn't it kind of a fiasco this year? Do I remember it being not what it usually was? Because nothing is as it was. But the 145th annual Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show taking place at Lyndhurst on the Hudson River north of Manhattan next year. So,
right. You know, it's interesting because I used to broadcast from Westminster every year for NBC, and I got to tell you, first of all, I'm not a big fan of it, but it's a benched show, which means that when you bring the dog into Madison Square Garden, when it was at the Garden, when you bring the dog into the Garden, the dog is not allowed to leave. They have an exercise area inside where the dogs can go. I'm not a fan of the dogs being crept in cages, you know, while the show goes on for two or three days. So maybe the outdoor venue is a better way to go. I don't know, but I think it's probably safer this time. Although, you know, the Westminster Kennel Club is the second oldest sporting event.
But who has dogs like, come on, nobody owns a dog or has a dog that looks like some of these breeds,
these dogs
whatever
they are. Whoever owns these dogs, people own these dogs are often campaigned. In other words, they go out with a handler, they go from show to show to show. They know what shows to go to, for example.
Because
they get big money for breeding.
What?
In other words, it's like the racehorses. It's like the dog that wins the Kentucky. The horse that wins the Kentucky Derby is worth millions of dollars in stud fees, and the dog that wins Westminster, not millions, but is worth a lot of money in stud fees as well. I say spay and neuter all the dogs and cats. That would be a mutt, and have a show with just mutts. That's the way.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. Mutts. It's mutts of the world uniting. Back to cats for a second. Dietary needs. New research on animal nutrition finds cats who are fed one big meal every day maybe more satisfied. It's just the opposite for dogs, right?
Yeah, well, it's healthier for a dog to eat smaller meals, but in the wild, they don't do that. Actually, wolves get meat drunk. Cats can get meat drunk, so much meat that they can get drunk from eating it. So smaller meals for the average pet is much better. You're much better off doing small meals. Although, yes, you know, you can get all your nutrition from a pill, but you're still not going to feel comfortable.
Right, all right. So feed your cats and your dogs a couple of small meals a day instead of the big ones. I think that's the message, right?
Absolutely.
What you're saying. Warren Eckstein, the pet expert. Check out the Pet Show at thepetshow.com. 59 past the hour here on today's DJV.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.